You're on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Shattered Innocence. Today, I decided that we're going to have a Bible study once or twice a week. And we are going to do a little bit on the commentary of the book of Genesis. With me, we have two guests here, and I will ask Brother William if he can lead us in a word of prayer, please.
Okay. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for all the blessings and protections, and help us to understand your word more and learn more about you. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother William. A lot of prayers and thoughts are with everyone that are listening, everyone that is here, regardless of where you are in the world today. Even if you're an enemy of God, I pray for your soul to be healed. And the first book of Moses is called Genesis. We have now before us the Holy Bible, or book, or so Bible signifies. We call it a book, for it is incomparably the best book that ever was written, the book of books. We call it the Holy Book because it was written by holy men and indicted by the Holy Ghost. The great thing of God's law and gospel are here written for us, that they might be transmitted to distant places and ages more pure and entire than possibly they could be by report and tradition. This is a light that shines in a dark place, according to St. Peter, chapter 1, verse 19. And a dark place indeed, the world would be without the Bible. We have before us that part of the Bible which we call the Old Testament. This is called a testament or covenant because it was a settled declaration of the will of God concerning man in a federal way and had its force from the designed death of the great testator, the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13, verse 8. It is called the Old Testament with relation to the New, which does not cancel and supersede it, but crowns and perfects it by the bringing in of that better hope which was typified and foretold in it. We have before us that part of the Old Testament, which we call the Pentateuch, or five books of Moses, and our Savior's distribution of the books of the Old Testament into the law, the prophets and the Psalms, or Hagiographa. These are the law. We have before us the first and longest of those five books, which we call Genesis, written, some think, when Moses was in Midian, for the instruction and comfort of his suffering brethren in Egypt. I rather think he wrote it in the wilderness after he had been at the Mount of God, where probably he received full and particular instruction for the writing of it. Genesis is a name borrowed from the Greek. It signifies the original and generation. It is a history of originals, the creation of the world, the entrance of sin and death into it, the invention of arts, the rise of nations, and especially the planting of the church and the state of it in its early days. It is also a history of the generations of Adam, Noah, Abraham, etc. The beginning of the New Testament is called Genesis 2, which is Matthew 1:1, the book of the Genesis or generation of Jesus Christ. Blessed for God for that book which shows us our remedy as it opens our wound. Lord, open our eyes that we may see the wondrous things, both of thy law and gospel. Now I want to give credit to Joyce Myers. This is her take on Genesis. Said, the author is Moses. It was dated about 1440 B.C. Everyday life's principles, its beginnings are important, And thankfully, God continually gives us opportunities for a fresh start. Be watching for the opportunities God brings your way. They will present themselves in the situations of your everyday life, such as your relationships, your workplace, the way you choose to spend your time, and issues of personal integrity. Only as you take advantage of these opportunities can you move forward in God's plans of your life. We often hear the book of Genesis described as a book of beginnings. But I also like to think of it as a book of opportunities. From start to finish, we read stories of people who were presented with opportunities. First, we see Eve with the opportunity to choose between good and evil, between God's instruction and the serpent's deception. We see Noah with an opportunity to demonstrate his faith when everyone around him thought he was crazy. We see Abraham with an opportunity to believe God's promise when it was naturally impossible, and then to obey God when obedience required a willingness to sacrifice the promised son for whom he waited so long. We see Jacob with an opportunity to deceive, which resulted in all kinds of trouble, and later with an opportunity to surrender completely to God, which resulted in a great lesson. We see Joseph with opportunities to forgive and to trust God. Throughout Genesis, people were blessed when they took advantage of opportunities to choose well, to choose truth over deception, faith over fear, peace over strife, forgiveness over bitterness, patience and waiting on God over trying to force something to happen. I hope the stories and principles in this book will help you recognize the opportunities God gives you and make wise choices that will lead to greater blessings than you have ever known. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming today. That is the preamp to the Bible readings that we will soon be having. Thank you so much, and please join us again. The way you can contact us is 563-999-3517 at a later time. Sometimes I not only do Bible study, but I also do people's stories, because I'm an advocate against child abuse. If you care to try to be nutrition concepts in here and try to support survivors and all, you're welcome. We are not here to condemn, but we are here to help save the world. Thank you so much, and God bless you. And thank you, William. And thank you, my other friend. God bless you.